You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Anonymous here. I'm going to present an app here today called TED. Just like it says, it's TED, T-E-D. It's a free app you can find in the App Store. I just recently came across this app, and apparently it's been out for quite a while. And I actually had a few people tell me, says, you haven't heard of TED? You've been under a rock or something. And so, supposedly I have been under a rock, and so this is really going to be for those that have not heard of TED or have not even tried out TED. I think you might like to enjoy this. This is an app that was recently shown on 60 Minutes, I don't know, about a month ago when I heard of it, and I was curious about it, and I went to do a search, and sure enough, there was an app for it. And on top of that, I went to AppleViz, and sure enough, there was an entry for it. It looks like it's been out for quite a while, probably about 2 or 3 years, if I recall. And so I was surprised and happy at the same time to find something like this, because I really enjoy listening to TED. Basically, and what I understand what TED is that there is these conferences that are held every so often with being selected a handful of speakers to that are invited to come and talk about a wide range of topics. It could basically be anything, but from my understanding, it's created really to the person that created TED. I think it's either him or a group of people, but they hand select these speakers to come, and they will talk about, oh goodness, medical breakthroughs to new species or an adventure they had, or talk about theories or just about everything you could possibly think of that's going on in our everyday life, that what makes this world go around. These speakers are very engaging. I really love some of these speakers, and I would say a majority of them are great speakers, so engaging that I've yet to get dull or bored of it. And what I like about what TED did is that none of the speakers are allowed to speak longer than 18 minutes. So each of the talk that you hear from these speakers will range from a couple minutes up to 18 minutes at tops. I guess 18 minutes is the typical breakpoint time that it becomes dull or not as interested anymore. So they just want the speaker to get to the point and try to be engaging as they can and enthrall us, that we would love to get more and learn what they're trying to tell us. So I really love this so much that I wanted to share it with you all. This is not the... It's not 100% accessible. There are a few quirks in it. For the most part, everything is very well easy to use. And, you know, there's a few things I will show you how to get around things when it comes to not being as accessible as I like it to be. But, you know, overall, it's mostly accessible. And so, without further ado, let's go ahead and just jump into TED so I can show you what TED is and give you an example of some of these speakers that we have on here and what TED is all about. Okay, so I'm going to go to my device, which is an iPhone 6 using iOS 8.3.
TED. Double tap to open.
As usual, I'm going to do a double tap to open up the app itself.
TED. Discover. Heading.
Okay. Now, I had this open before, so it dropped me into my Discover tab. There is a home row towards the bottom that has 5 tabs. So let me go through the 5 tab first, and then we'll kind of go through each of these tabs in details and what they do and what you can do with those tabs, okay?
Featured tab, 1 of 5.
So the first one we have on the bottom left-hand corner is the Feature tab. This is where you're going to find all the recent speakers or talks that they have presented in recent months. So all the new speakers and talks you will find on TED will be on this page. So this tab will contain the most recent speakers, okay? As I flick to the right to the second tab.
Surprise me, tab, 2 of 5.
The surprise me on this pretty obvious is if you are not knowing where to start or where to dive in, or you just like it to find something for you, you can have it surprise you and it'll just find a playlist for you to listen.
Selected. Discover. Tab. 3 of 5.
Okay, the center one, and this is the Discover tab, which is selected here. This is where I find myself using the most. I think this is the core section of the app itself, because this is where I can dive into different topics, playlists, and even for those with subtitles. And I will explain that, how this section works and where you go to find all those different things I've just mentioned. So as I flick to the right to finish up the home row,
My Talks, tab, 4 of 5.
The fourth or the fifth tab on the bottom is My Talk. Now, every talk or speaker that does a presentation for you, you can either bookmark it or download the actual talk that you want to listen to. This is ideal if you're just going through really quickly and I just want to select all the ones that I'm interested in, and then at some later point I can just go down my bookmarks and see which one I selected, so I can listen to it at my own free time. It is also where you can find the downloads areas. You can actually download these talk shows or the speakers, each of these presentations that you can download itself, and you can use this offline. So if you are off the grid and you want to not use your data cell for this app, you can go ahead and just pre-download it while you're home on Wi-Fi and listen to it later. Okay, so that is what that's going to be, and I will show you how to use that. And then lastly,
search tab, 5 of 5.
The bottom right-hand corner is the search. I'm not going to go in details on this. This is pretty obvious. It's a search area where you can search for all the different speakers and the different variety of talks they've had. So, I don't know, if you are interested, say, in blindness, for example, you could just obviously type in blindness and do a search, and it will come up with all the little topics that may regard to blindness. So that's just an idea of what that would be used for. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to the feature tab, which is at the bottom left-hand corner.
Featured tab selected. Featured tab, 1 of 5.
I went ahead and double tap it so I can select it. So now I'm at the feature, and this is what you're going to hear when you first open up the app for the first time. I should not the first time, but each time that you open up the app.
Play overlay 7 button.
You're going to hear the play overlay 7. Yeah, everything is not 100% clearly labeled. I would say 99% of all the buttons are labeled. I think there's only one place, and I will show you, that has two buttons that are not labeled. And I will tell you what those two buttons are. But other than that, that's the only two areas I've seen that has issues. So all the play buttons, I mean, it's pretty clear. It says play right there, but yeah, it has some poorly labeled. So the overlay 7 doesn't mean anything, but it is a play button. So obviously there's a play button here, but the play button, what is that is, it's going to play whatever the latest featured clips that they have here of a particular speaker. So as I flick to the right.
Yasmin Abdelmajid, what does my headscarf mean to you?
What does my headscarf mean to you? So this speaker, if you want to listen to the speaker right now and listen to it, you just go back up and hit the play button. Otherwise, if you want to find out more details about this particular speaker, you can just double tap on here. Let's find one where I can show you an example. So I'm going to keep flicking to the right.
Yasmin Abdelmajid, what does my head scarf? Jeffrey Brown, how we cut youth violence in Boston by 79%. Chris Burkard, the joy of surfing in ice cold water.
Surfing in a nice cold water. Let's see what that one's about. So I'm going to go ahead and do a double tap on this particular one.
Talk details. Featured. Back button.
Okay. So obviously at the top left, we can always go back. So the feature, going back to the feature area, is at the top left-hand corner as I swipe to the right.
Talk details. Heading.
Okay, we're now in the talk details.
Play overlay 7 button.
There's that play overlay 7 again. This is the play button for this particular talk. So if you tap on this, what it's going to do is going to pull up a video for this particular talk. Yes, it is video. There is audio options, so if you just want to listen to the audio and use less data, Most of the time, that is an option. I would say a majority of them do have the option to listen to audio only, but there are a few that do not have the audio. Why that is, I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's because they haven't gotten to the point where they went in and snipped out the video portion of it, but I will show you where that's available if there is one available. But for this point, we're going to find out more details about this particular speaker and his talk, okay?
Chris Burkard, The Joy of Surfing in Ice Cold Water.
So obviously we hear the speaker's name and the topic he wants to speak about.
9:42, bullet posted May 2015.
Okay, so it gives us the time, 9 minutes and 42 seconds, and when it was produced. So it was just produced very recently.
BTN save button.
Here is the BTN save. This is a save button. If you were to double tap on this button, it will download this particular talk and onto your device so you can listen to it offline. So that is how you do a download. So that just go ahead and double tap on save.
BTN bookmark button.
There's what I use the most. I'll just double tap on the bookmark and just double tap on bookmark. And once you have selected this, it will be placed into my talk tab for future look at, okay? And we will look at that my talk and show you some of the things I've already bookmarked.
BTN share button.
Obviously, you know what the share button does. If you want to share this particular cast with someone, you can do so.
Anything that is worth pursuing is going to require us to suffer just a little bit, says surf photographer Chris Burkard, as he explains his obsession with the coldest, choppiest, most isolated beaches on Earth. With jaw-dropping photos and stories of places few humans have ever seen, much less surfed, he draws us into his personal crusade against the mundane. Quotation mark.
Okay, so that's partial of the description.
Chris Burkard travels to remote, risky and often icy locations to capture stunning images that turn traditional surf photography on its head.
Okay, so Bert, basically he wants to talk about the surfing in cold waters, and so that is how you find out about the description itself. Now, obviously, I did not come across where it has the audio button to be played. So this is an example of one of those that is only available for video. I don't find this generally on the newest talk is where I find it the most. More than not, the older ones will always have the audio button. And I'll try to find an example that does have the audio button, because the audio is pretty relatively easy and there isn't much of any problem or accessibility to use. Now, the video is a little different, and this is where it has the two buttons I was mentioning earlier that didn't have the buttons labeled. So I'm going to go ahead and show you that. So we're going to go back to the top.
Talk details. Heading. Play overlay 7. Button.
Find the play button. I'm going to go ahead and play this episode and show you what we have on the screen, okay? I'm going to go ahead and double tap on this.
Back button.
Now it's going to be loading the video up itself. We'll go ahead and let it do its thing for a minute. So you can hear it is obviously got people there. It's going to speak.
So if I told you that this was the face of pure joy.
All right, now.
Would you call me crazy?
You can do a two-finger double tap, and that will stop the video itself. So that is pretty much will always happen. So that's a good part.
Volume 80% adjustable. Right.
Now
swipe up or down with one finger to it.
The good news is that it responded back to me, which is great. If you get a no response on the screen, I know it's crazy this sound. Typically, you've always gotten used to doing a single finger double tap to bring up the video controls, right? Well, it doesn't work that way on this one. You'll have to do a one-finger double tap and hold. So one, two, hold. So tap, hold. So double tap, hold, and let go. And then it'll bring up the video control. So that's the first quirk I want to tell you about. Now at the top left-hand corner of this player. Oh, look. Okay, so I'm in that position where it's not speaking. So let's do a double tap, hold. Okay. Now I can tap the screen.
4% adjustable.
Let's go to the
top button.
All right.
Volume 80% back button.
Okay. Top left is your back button. Now that's one button that will not be labeled for you. So this is unlabeled. Top left. That is your back button. Okay. The other button that is not labeled, and I will go to it right now before I forget about it, right above the home button, if you put your finger right above the home button and go up,
4%, 0, 20, subtitle.
There it is. There will be a button there. It's called, I called it subtitle, and I will explain what the subtitle is for. So those are the two buttons you need to label. The top left is back, and the button right above the home button is subtitle. All right, so let's go back to the top.
Back button.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Volume, 80%, adjustable.
So obviously swipe if you want to adjust volume, you can go up and down with this if you want.
Subtitle button.
And there's my subtitle. Flick to the right.
Dimmed button.
This is always dimmed, so I'm not sure what this does, but it's always dimmed.
Subtitle button.
There's the subtitle again.
0:22.
So 0:22, that means I'm 22 seconds into the cast or the talk itself.
4%. Adjustable.
I'm 4%.
Swipe up or down one finger to adjust the value.
Into the talk. So if you want to go forward, you can just swipe up and it will advance forward in the cast. So you can just go forward or downward to go backwards. So if you want to re-listen a portion, you just come to the section and swipe down and it'll go backwards. If you want to go skip forward a couple minutes, you can just swipe up.
9:20.
9 minutes and 20 seconds is, I think, probably the total or is what's left. I'm not quite sure. I'm going to guess what's left. Okay, that's it. Alright, so pretty much I explained how to do this, and to replay this again, just do a two-finger double tap and I'll start playing the video again. However, I want to show you something.
4%.
I'm going to go back to the subtitle.
Volume. Back. Volume. Subtitle. Button.
Okay. For those that would, if English is not your native, first native language, and you want something that might be have been translated to your specific language, this is the cool part. This is, they have a lot of these things in subtitles. So let's see what they have available.
Subtitles. Cancel. Button.
For see what they have translated so far for this particular talk.
Subtitles. Heading.
So I'm going to go to the right.
Off. Button. English. Swedish.
It says Swedish. That is it. The further, again, because this is a new cast, it's not going to have very many languages that has already been translated. Over time, it will be translated, and I will show you an older cast that will probably have more subtitles that you can pick from. So, this is where you can come in and pick all the different languages that it has been transferred over to your subtitles. So, you check in here to see if your language is in here. Just double tap on that and turn it on, and it'll start speaking in that particular language that you pick. So I thought that was pretty neat. I really like that. So let's get back out of here. So I'm going to go back to the top left.
Cancel button.
Cancel. And then I'm going to go ahead and back out of this.
2 of 5 bars. Signal strength. Back button.
Here's my back button.
Talk details. Featured. Back button.
Okay. And now we're back out to that particular show. Or talk. So I'm going to go back to the feature.
Play overlay 7 button.
Okay, so we're back into the feature, and you're right back up to the top, and now you can go back down and select bookmark, download, or go ahead and listen to those particular recent talk. All right, so let's go to, I'm going to go ahead and skip the surprise me and go right to the discover tab.
Discover tab, 3 of 5.
That's the third one down at the bottom, right above the home button. This is where the core of the section I'm going to be
selected.
That
discover.
I've used.
Tab. 3 of 5.
And I'm going to go to the top here.
Bottom of screen. Search. Tab. 5 of 5.
Oops.
Discover. Heading.
There we go. So at the very top, we have the discover heading. Now, we are generally given several playlists that are randomly selected for you. And that's the first thing you're going to find, and I'm going to keep flicking down and I'll show you all the things that are available. So I'll explain what we see on the screen as I flick to the right.
Culture button.
Culture. So obviously this particular next item is mostly on culture.
Today, I'd like to learn about.
All right. Today, I want to learn about and see what the random item is. It's going to change every time I open the app. It changes was featured in this area for Discover.
11 TED Talks by Brilliant Women in STEM.
So these are the 11 TED Talks from Brilliant Women. So this is a playlist of all the women that are in the high-tech sector that want to talk about high-tech, obviously. So as I swipe to the right...
11 Talks Bullet 2, 30, 7.
Okay, so what you heard there, it says 11 Bullet, 11, I think 137. That means there's 11 sets of speakers or talk in this particular playlist, and it lasts for approximately 1 hour and 37 minutes. The nice thing about this is that, no, you don't have to listen to the whole playlist at once. You can actually pick the ones you want, or you can listen to them all at once. It doesn't matter, but I will show you an example of that. I'm going to keep flicking to the right.
Talks on remembering those we've lost.
All right, talks about for those that we have lost.
Six talks bullet, 48, 58.
So this is a 48 minute and 58 second with six speakers.
Tags, button.
All right. Here's what I wanted to show you. There's tags,
playlists,
playlists,
languages,
and languages. Let's go ahead and just dive into languages. Now, this is it for this page, but those three items I want to show you the most. The languages, when I double tap in here.
Languages, discover, back button.
You remember I was telling you about the subtitle? If that particular cast or talk or speaker had has already been translated. Well, this will take things easier for you. If you just want to go straight to a particular language, see if they have, show all the casts that are available for this particular language. So I'm going to go to the right.
Languages, heading, table index, adjustable.
You get to the table index. Now it's going to stop right there. That is normal. Quite a few apps do that. I don't know why it does that, but have no fear. You'll just have to put your finger towards the top of the screen.
Albanian, space, 594.
And you will get to the first one. So Albania is the first language.
Algerian Arabic, space,
Arabic.
9. Arabic, space, 1,824. Armenian, space, 298. Assamese, space, 1. Asturian, space, 2. Azerbaijani, space, 91. Basque, space, 51.
So these are the languages that, and followed by the number. And those are the number of casts that is available for that particular language. So if you double tap on that, it's going to show you all the casts available for that particular language. So that's one way of getting the guesswork out of which one is translated for which language. Okay? All right, I'm going to get out of this and go back to the top left. I just want
to
show you guys
discover heading
that if English isn't your first tongue, that you can actually change what you want. Okay, so I'm going to go back to the bottom here.
Playlists button. Languages.
Okay,
button.
There's that languages. And remember, there's three items. There's that languages,
playlists, button,
tags,
button.
And tags. Let's go ahead and go through the tags.
Tags. Discover. Back button.
I use tags quite a bit. This is actually topics or categories. I like to call it. I don't know why they call it tags, but I guess that's another way of saying it.
Tags. Heading.
As I swipe to the right.
Table index. Adjustable.
Once again, you're going to get that swipe table of contents.
Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
And it stops. Now, of course, you can use the right side of your phone and go to the table of index and use your finger to swipe up and down through the different letters. And you probably will do so because it does contain a lot of different topics, okay? But for now, I'm just going to do what I just did in subtitles. I'm just going to touch towards the top.
AI, space, 17.
So AI, there's 17, so that's artificial intelligence. So there's 17 cast that talks about AI.
AIDS, space. 12.
AIDS, there's 12 casts about that.
Africa, space, 70.
So I'm going to let it talk, and you can listen to all the different topics, followed by the number of talks they have for that particular category.
Asia, space, 23.
Okay.
Activism, space, 73. Adventure, space, 24.
So there's 24 casts that's on adventure. So let's go ahead and just do a double tap on adventure.
Chris, 24 talks, tags, back button.
Okay, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
24 talks, heading.
All right, so there's 24 talks on adventure. So let's keep swipe to the right.
Ben Saunders, to the South Pole and back, the hardest 105 days of my life.
Okay, this is an interesting one. To the South Pole and back. Let's just say we want to listen to this, and let's see if this one has an audio so I can show you. Double tap.
Talk details. Talks, back button.
Now, it's no different than what I showed you in the featured area. It has the same layout.
Talk details, heading. Play Overlay 7.
There's button. That Play Overlay 7. So if you want to watch it in video, you can do so. So let's keep swiping down and see if there's an audio one here.
Ben Saunders, to the South Pole and back, the hardest 105 days of my life. 17, 4, bullet posted December 2014.
So this is 17 minutes and 4 seconds. So if it says 17.4, that means 17 minutes and 4 seconds.
BTN save button.
Save it.
BTN bookmark.
Bookmark.
Button. BTN share button.
Share.
This year, explorer Ben Saunders attempted his most ambitious trek yet in 2004.
Nope, there is no audio for this. Let's go back out and find one.
Talks back button.
Let's go back out.
24, Ben Saunders, to the South, Bertrand Picard, my solar-powered adventure.
Solar power. Let's go see if this one has it.
Talk details. Talk details.
Swipe heading. Right.
Play overlay 7. Bertrand Picard. My solar power. 17. 46. BTN save. Button. BTN bookmark. BTN share. For the dawn of a new decade.
Nope.
Adventure of Bertrand Picard.
My goodness, I'm not having very much luck here. So, I am going to go back out and I will show you where there are some. But you know how to play them and the tags you understand.
Talks. Back button.
That it is.
Tags. Back button.
Nothing but
tags.
Topics.
Discover. Back button.
That you can find. Okay, so this is one way how you can go through the different topics and bookmark and save what you like to watch or listen.
Discover. Heading.
And I'm going to go back to towards the bottom.
11 talks bullet. 2. 30. Playlists. Button.
Okay.
Tags.
There's
button.
That tags.
Playlists. Languages.
And languages.
Button.
Let's go back to
playlists.
Playlists.
Button.
Double tap on playlists.
Playlists. Discover. Back button.
This is contains all the playlists. This is kind of cool because the people that work for TED, they have decided to group up things that they think relates with each other, and they just consist of playlists. So let me show you a few.
Playlists, heading.
As I swipe to the right.
11 TED Talks by Brilliant Women in STEM. 11 Talks Bullet, 2, 30, 7, curated by TED.
Okay, so there's the one we just heard. It has 11 of these talks about this particular subject.
Talks on remembering those we've lost. 6 talks bullet.
Okay.
48. 58.
Keep going.
Talks for people who hated math in high school. 6 talks
hate
bullet.
Math.
1. 9. Talks to help you understand racism in America. 8 talks bullet. Talks for when you need a reminder that you're not alone. 7 talks bullet. Innovations that made expensive things cheap. 9 talks bullet. 1. 23. 36.
Okay.
Curated by TED.
Let's just do this one. This one has 9 talks within this playlist that's over an hour long. So let's double tap on this.
Playlist. Playlists. Back button.
Now this is going to be just a little bit different. I'm going to show you as I flick to the right.
Playlist. Heading.
Obviously, this is your playlist area.
Playlist play all large button.
You can play all of them at this point, so you can just double tap and I'll start playing all of them one by one. So once one ends, another one starts up. Now, if you keep swiping.
Innovations that made expensive things cheap.
Okay, so we're going to talk about innovation things that made cheap.
Playlist play all small button.
Once again, you can play it all.
1, 23, 36 bullet posted May 2015, curated by TED. About this playlist, a microscope that costs less than $1, a postnatal incubator for $25. These TED Talks highlight exciting innovations that render formerly expensive things affordable, whether it's to save you money or to save lives. 9 talks in this playlist.
Okay, so it tells you how many there are in this playlist, how long it lasts, and brief description, and when it was posted. So if you swipe one more to the right.
BTN save button.
You can save this whole playlist.
BTN bookmark.
Bookmark the entire playlist.
BTN share.
We'll share it. And then.
Manu Prakash, a 50 cent microscope that folds like origami.
Okay, so there's 9 talk in this particular playlist. This is where you can just double tap on this particular talk alone, so you don't have to listen to all 9 at the same time. You can just select which one of the ones you want. And sometimes I find things within a playlist I like to bookmark. Maybe I'm not interested in this particular talk.
R.A. Mashalker, Breakthrough Designs for Ultra-Low-Cost Products.
So maybe I'm interested in that. I can just double tap on that, and it will present the same page that we've heard the last couple times where you can save, bookmark, and center. So let's listen to what other talks they have in here.
Krista Donaldson, the $80 prosthetic knee that's changing lives. Shami Chef, an ultra-low-cost college degree.
Okay. So you get a basic idea how the playlists work and what you can find within here. Okay, so playlist contains a number of talks all in together, which you can save all at once, all the episodes in this particular playlist, or you can bookmark all at once, or you can see individual talks from here. Okay,
playlists, back button.
I'm gonna go to the top left to go
playlists,
back.
Playlists, discover, back button.
And back to my discover tab.
Discover, heading.
All right, that pretty much sums up my discover tab. So let's go to my talk tab, which is the fourth one from the bottom to the fourth one on the right.
My Talks, tab, 4 of 5.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap on My Talk. Now, towards the top here.
65% battery power.
Oops.
Selected. Downloads. Button.
There we go.
1 of 2.
There are your downloads. All the talk that you have downloaded will show up on this page, and it has to be that tab selected. So obviously there's two tabs here. There's one that's download.
Bookmarks.
And the bookmarks.
Two of two.
I'm going to go ahead and double tap on my
selected.
Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Two of two.
And I'm going to go ahead and swipe to the right.
Pamela Ronald, the case for engineering or food.
So,
swipe up or down to select the custom action, then double tap to activate.
This is one of the talk that I bookmarked for myself that I am interested in and wanted to listen at another time. So I do know there's an audio on this one, so let's go ahead and double tap on here.
Talk details, bookmarks, back button.
And we're going to be redundant here, but I want to show you where you can find it.
Talk details, heading, play overlay 7,
as
button.
I keep swiping to the right, that has the video button. There's the video. You got to keep swiping.
Pamela Ronald, the case for engineering or food. 1749, book, BTN save, button. BTN bookmark selected, button. BTN share, button. Listen to audio, button.
Boom, there it is. Listen to audio right there. So if it has an audio option, that is where you can double tap and listen. There's nothing to it. If I were to double tap on
listen
that,
to audio.
It's going to go ahead and load the episode itself. Just like we did in the video.
TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and partner events. This episode features plant geneticist Pamela Ronald. This talk contains powerful visuals. Download the video at TED.com. Here's Pamela Ronald.
I'm a plant geneticist. I study genes that make plants.
Okay, so that is that, but the thing I want to show you...
TED 2015, Pamela Ronald, the case for engine, radio BTN rewind 30, button.
Okay, towards the top, there is a rewind for 30 seconds.
Radio BTN prep, button.
There's the previous, so if you want to go to the previous bookmark, you can go to that.
Radio BTN play, button.
There's my play button. That's how I can go ahead and play back the audio that I was listening to, or to pause it. It's there. Or you can just do a two-finger to start up to play, or two fingers to, and that is two fingers double tap to play, two fingers double tap to stop to play.
Radio BTN next.
And button. Then there's the next button. So those media controls at the top, and they're accessible. It's not greatly labeled, but it's obviously easy to understand.
3% adjustable.
And this is
swipe
where you
up or down
can,
with one finger to it.
As you heard on the video demonstration, this is where you can adjust if you want to speed up the audio itself to a point or to go back. You just swipe down at that percentage area where you can go back to a particular spot in the audio. Okay. So that is the audio I wanted to show, and I'm glad I found one.
Bookmarks. Back button.
Let's go back.
Downloads. Button. One of two.
And...
selected. Bookmarks. Pamela Ronald. The case for engineering or food.
And that's
swipe
where we
up or down to select the custom action. Then double tap to activate.
Now, you have two ways to get rid of this. Once you are done with a show or talk of a particular speaker, you can double tap in there and go swiping to the right where we heard the save, bookmark, and share. When we went through this on this particular one, you heard that the bookmark was already selected. So if you go ahead and double tap in, that will deselect it and will no longer be in your bookmark. Or you can just take the easiest route, and this does work for the same in the download area. If you have a particular talk that you are done in your don't want it on your download or your bookmark, you just simply do a one finger swipe up,
remove,
and it removes or delete that particular item. So obviously in a bookmark it will remove, if you're in download it will delete it. Okay, so that is a swipe up to remove it. Now I've already listened to this particular one, so I'm going to go ahead and double tap that, and now when I go back to the top,
downloads button selected. Bookmarks. Catherine Crump. The small and surprisingly dangerous detail the police track about you. Swipe up or down to select the custom action. Then double tap to activate.
This is my next one on the list I can go and listen to. And that's pretty much how the bookmarks and download section works. Okay? Now you guys are becoming pretty much of a pro here and understand exactly what we have and what kind of things you can see. I am going to go into...
Surprise me. Tab.
Surprise
selected.
Me.
Surprise me. Tab. 2 of 5.
I'm going to be honest, I would avoid this area if you can. If you really want to do it, you can. It's not the greatest, but I'm going to show you one little quirk in here. As I swipe to the right.
Discover. Tab. 3 of 5.
I think it's really cool if we can get it to work, but...
Amy Smith, Simple Designs to Save a Life. Rows 1 to 3 of 3.
Hold on
top
here.
Of screen. Amy Smith, Simple Designs to Save a Life. Stanley McChrystal, Listen, Learn, Ellipsis, Then Led.
I'm swiping through here.
Danny Hillis, Back to the Future of 1994. Surprise Me, Button.
All right, so those is they're going to give you a few options at a random towards the top. Now, the top three there, those are random. So every time you come back into an app, those are going to be randomly. So there's a surprise, and you don't know what they're going to be. So you can double tap and play. However, the Surprise Me button, it's not so hot. So I'm going to double tap on this.
Cancel button.
Cancel button's top left.
You want to see something. Ellipsis.
Okay, we're going to swipe to the right.
Courageous.
So I'm in a mood for something courageous.
Funny.
Funny.
Persuasive.
Persuasive.
Ingenious.
Et cetera, et cetera. Let's go back up.
Persuasive.
To
funny.
Funny. I'll double tap on funny.
Back button.
All right, so we get the back button, the top left. As I swipe to the right.
Cancel button.
Here's my cancel.
How much time do you have?
This is where it gets kind of tricky. How much time do you have?
Choose the length of your playlist.
It wants you to choose the time of how much time you got.
20.
All right, so the 20 button is going to be right in the center of the screen. So I need you to find that 20.
Continue button. Min.
There's minute.
20.
20. Okay, I'm going to find it myself. If I can find it. And that's the hardest part.
20.
There it is. It's right in the middle. Yes, you have to tap on this because what I don't like about it is that it looks like a clock, an analog clock. That means straight up is zero. And as you go clockwise with the clock, you're setting the hand to go that way. So you go to 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 30 minutes down towards the bottom. 35, 40, 45 is on the far left, and then up to the top where 60 minutes. So this is a very tight circle. You can swipe up and down in this area, but it's going to be very unpredictable, and it's not very accurate. But if I double tap and hold that 20 minutes area and move it in a tight clockwise position, so I'm going to go towards the 15 minute, and now I'm going to go back and see what I got.
Choose the length of your play, 25.
I went too far down. I went to 25. Double tap. Let's try to go down to the bottom here.
Min, 40.
So you can kind of see why I'm having a little difficulties because it's a tight circle, so you have to turn clockwise. You have to move your fingers in an analog clock. It's doable. It can be used. It's just not very friendly. I wish you can do... You can swipe left and right, but you will find that you only go like 15 minutes to all the way up to maybe 45 minutes. You get different results every time you flick left and right, but that's not the actual design. It's designed for sighted people that can actually turn the clock to see how many. So you can go from 0 minutes. I think the minimum is 5 minutes all the way up to 60 minutes. You keep playing with that, you can find up to 60 minutes. And once you have find what you want,
man, continue button.
It's just swipe. To the right, it'll have the continue button. And from there, it'll bring up a playlist that will determine what I want to do, which was funny, and create a playlist of funny, random talks that discuss about funny things. All right? So that is how Surprise Me works. So anytime, you can cancel out.
Cancel button.
Top right.
Amy Smith, Simple Designs to Save.
And then we're back into Surprise Me. So, as you can see, it's mostly accessible with a few quirks. I hope that my presentation was presented well, that you get a good idea what TED is about. For being a free app, and I love to listen to different speakers, and especially on the topics that you can choose whatever you want, because there's a gazillion of them, it seems like, and they're very engaging. I love this app a lot, so I may have been under a rock on this one, and okay, that's good, but I found this gem. Wanted to share it with you guys, and so you guys can have your share and try to download it, see if you like it for yourself, okay? All right, well, this is going to be the end of the podcast for me. My name is Anana Mouse. If you have any questions, suggestions, or anything like that, feel free to email me at thomas@applevis.com, or, of course, at Twitter. If you're a Twitter fan, I am too. Follow me. I am at thomas_domville. DOMVILLE. Follow me. I will try to follow you back. I am pretty busy at times. I may, you probably might fall through the crack. I don't mean to be mean or anything like that. It just happens sometimes. I love to follow you back. Just, you know, just tell me that I'm not following you. Just let me know and I will follow you. So that way you can have access to DM me anytime you want. All right, guys. Once again, you guys have a good time. And I hope you enjoy the podcast. And go give it a try. I really enjoy it. And I hope you do too. Until next time, God bless and goodbye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.